WHDD presents Susan Says.
Dear listeners, every week I look at what is going on around us, and I try to find interesting things to do a commentary about to make you laugh sometimes, to inform. And I know time after time it seems I'm obsessed, fixated in one thing, that orange thing that is in our White House. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Because if we don't speak out, we are complicit. All that's necessary for bad things to happen is for good people to do nothing, etc., etc. So this week we have reached, again, the absolute nadir. If that means the bottom, I sometimes get confused and think it means the peak. Anyway, either way, to see hashtag 45-ish never my president talk about himself. Yes, himself at the 9/11 memorial. It was just more than I could bear. Then he tried to pronounce words that were so flowery and insincere, he wound up pointing to the heaven where a hero supposedly was, because at first he figured the guy was sitting in the audience, and oh Lord, he had no idea what he was reading. So I turned off the sound, and then I turned off the picture. I can't. I just can't. But I did hear later that he was bragging about being a warmonger and doing something really big, whatever that means, after lying about being involved in the scene of the disaster himself at 9/11. I'm sick of asking, is there no shame? Because clearly there is not. He is already talking about not leaving at the end of one or two terms. He's not joking, folks. I mean it. Really, listen up. Dems, stop eating our own. Stick to the winner, vote everyone, even those who are hesitating. Because if we don't, it is the beginning of the end of our democracy. A young country can implode, people. It's happened to civilizations before. Plus, he's asking those gun-bearing, God-fearing, blaspheming deplorables to take to the streets to protect him. Don't say, I didn't warn you. Oh, and then he did a meeting on vaping, and he is so detached from reality that he said the first lady had a son. What? No connection to his unconscious. It told us the truth, the way he feels about that poor kid. No more. Please make it go away. You've got to vote. I'll keep telling you guys. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.